Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. Today, I would like to talk about how do you leave room that you could possibly be wrong without allowing someone to gaslight you? Tim, kick us off.
Wow, this is a good one, isn't it? And I had to read it two or three times just to get a grip of what we're talking about. So I want to focus from my point of view, first of all, on the wrong element of the phrase. So, you know, how do we leave room to be wrong without someone allowing to just gaslight us? Well, first of all, I think these conversations always seem to start with the definition of what is wrong, what is right. And I think and wrong is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? I can choose to be right, wrong, fail, succeed. And I can choose whether it's a success or not. You know, if I leave the house, have I been successful? Yes. No. I choose. If I breathe in and out and I'm having a happy day, is that a success or not? And I wonder whether for this phrase to work, or for this phrase to have any validity, then wrong needs to be in the space of am I feeling anxious about what's happened that makes me feel like I've been wrong? Because only then can the gaslighting work.
Not necessarily. Gaslighters can actually take a factual event, you left the house, and say, no, you didn't. That's not what happened. And so then you have to decide in your own mind, am I mistaken? Did I not leave the house when I thought I left the house?
And the point I'm trying to make is that if you're confident, you know you left the house. Now, it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But it is easy to get into that space where you're a bit like, did I? Didn't? Well, they're very strong about their opinion. I'm not really sure. And but if you were so strong in your response that you knew, then the gaslighting wouldn't have an impact and it would allow you to leave room to be wrong.
Yes, theoretically speaking, that would be correct. However, in reality, that often is the issue, right? That we do believe, and that's what the gaslighting is about, that undermines someone's ability to trust themselves, right? And undermines their memory and creates that confusion as who's correct? Am I crazy? Right? Because this is what I believe, but someone is equally convinced of another version. It does create, as I believe, a serious issue. I think, in particularly with people who there are gaslighters who are very unaware of what they're doing. Right. And I don't want to go too much into the psychological side of it. But I believe it can be very dangerous, especially with people who are in abusive relationships and who struggle with self-esteem, who struggle with already existing internal confusion. And when someone is stronger psychologically than them, that can definitely tip off someone's psyche into even deeper depression, self-doubt, and etc.
So the thing for me, having been in a relationship with someone who did a lot of gaslighting, the way that I use it now is that if someone is absolutely 100% confident and they are in my face that they're 100% confident, that for me is a red flag that there is something going on there. Because most people I found with a healthy psyche will say, well, I'm 98% sure that I'm correct here, but they leave that tiny little bit of room. So anytime someone is way up in my face about 100% confident, I'm like,
So do you think then that self-doubt is more authentic generally than 100% confidence in humans?
That is a good question. I think it goes with self-awareness. Goes with how much are we willing to consider, and I think that goes back to the original question, right? How much am I willing to allow myself to be wrong, which is rooted for me in insecurity. If I feel secure about who I am and how I see the world and my perspective, I will be more open to allowing myself that I can be wrong about something, or I actually look at most of situations as just having a different perspective. There are situations that are purely right or wrong, ethically, morally, legally. But I think most of what we experience in life is I just have a different opinion. I have a different perspective on things.
Can I jump in real quick? Because I really think that part of it is having a growth mindset, having the willingness to say, I don't know everything. Maybe I have an opportunity to grow. Mm-hmm. And I think that someone who feels like they're 100% confident, 100% right, 100% of the time, doesn't have that room to grow and doesn't have room to be wrong themselves. And so, Tim, back to your question, is it more authentic? I think for human beings who are willing to grow and willing to change and willing to learn, I think it is.
Well, I mean, hooray for that. We should note this in a book somewhere. And so that when we are in a position of doubt, we know that actually we're being more authentically human than in a position of true certainty. Having said that, there are environments, what I want to come on to now, there are environments where there are certainty. We know how many words there are in a book, for instance. We know how many bones there are in the body. We know what time sunlight and sunset's going to be. So what interests me then is in the gaslighting side of this phrase is if somebody says to you, you didn't leave the house, and yet you're in your head, you're going, well, I definitely did. Where does the doubt come from? And I think, as Anya said, that the doubt is directly related to self-esteem, anxiety, view on life, current position, tiredness, you know, all these things are thrown in there. It intrigues me that we do doubt when in actual fact, in some environments we can be certain and some environments we can't. And I think we have to be aware of that.
Well, and sometimes I think that, like, have you ever argued with a flat earther? Like, it's just not worth the trouble because they're so confident and it's like, you know what, fine. And I think that for me, when someone tries to gaslight you, the best option is just to go, I'm not having this conversation, because they can actually get into your brain and worm around in there. And there's no reason to let them.
That's very true. That can be very dangerous. And I think one of the ways that I deal with people, I do pay a very close attention, similar to Robin, what you said, right? How they react to me, what kind of wording do they use? And usually for me, the very first flag is when they dismiss my feelings, right? When they blindly tell me, oh, you have no right to feel. Why are you feeling this way? You're seeing it from the wrong perspective. And to me, that really brings my armor up as you need to watch out, right? What's happening there? Am I dealing with someone who simply is arguing their position when we're having a political discussion, which is a very different category, right? Or flat earth, then we can really put it in the theoretical discussion, or is it something more factual? That it could lead to potential catastrophe, because we're dealing with more of a psychological game at this point.
That's a warning, definitely. If the other person doesn't leave room for you to be right, if they don't leave room for them to be wrong, that definitely, I agree.
So should we then live with a sort of cast iron expectation that people should respect our feelings?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Feelings cannot be wrong.
So
you can have opinions that are wrong, but feelings can't be wrong.
So in answer to the original question, the space in which to leave room that you could be wrong is to be able to hold in your heart that if this person is not reacting to my feelings, then wrong goes out of it at this point, and there's an issue with the relationship, and then it's time to pull out. So having an expectation of feelings.
I think that's a great way to look at it. Having them leave room for you leaves you room for them. And that's just the way conversation and emotional and personal relationships should work. And if they're not leaving room for you, that's a problem. So that is our 10 minutes. I have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. It has been super enlightening for me. I look forward to the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you.